Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome one and all on a Monday. Great to have everybody with us. I'm sorry that my Derby picks ran second and third. You don't get a prize for that. But this man next to me,
he
nailed it.
Yes!
Rico also, with his bet on sovereignty, supports human rights violations.
So I love horse racing now.
I'm glad. That's right. You delighted in what a 10-to-1 shot can do for you.
I did! I'm like, this is that excitement that you always speak of.
Yes. Welcome.
Oh my goodness. The only thing missing was I should have put on a hat and a blazer and been able to...
Yeah, or the Sheikh's daughter. Either way. So we'll just move it along. I'm sorry. I just can't. Can't do it with Godolphin.
He's a bad owner?
Just Google. Or how about this? Ask Tirico about the cut-in he had to do a couple of years ago. Well, we do want to point out there are accusations. He made his daughter disappear. Like, it was the most awkward thing in the world. I know, but 10-to-1. Congratulations.
It was 10-to-1.
So
I didn't think journalism would win.
Let's get to the let's get to some of the business of the day, and look, we have a lot of cleanup to do. So look, you guys have a willful choice you can make. All right, if you think this is a Sparty radio, then get bent. Go do whatever you want. The reality is, I don't take a paycheck from my school, so I'm just going to shoot you straight like I have the whole way through. Remember the part where I said to you, "Go ahead, play your games, buy your T-shirt, take your dad, enjoy it. You will not like everything that's after this." Well, we're in the after phase. But the problem I have is so many things get misreported and misrepresented, or key details get left out. I just feel like a janitor. I feel like I need a mop and a bucket. Like, you and I talked about this. I talked to Cookies and I'm like, well, Jim, you realize Sharon Moore was up for a level 2. This has nothing to do with the 6 level 1s. The level 2 was him destroying evidence, him deleting the text. You know, because when texts are innocuous, you always delete them.
Right.
Right?
Happy birthday. Delete.
So the problem is, okay, they're self-imposing a 2-game ban. Personally, Rico, I feel like people are, like, conflating the issue or acting like, well, now the NCAA will accept it. The negotiating time is long past. The hearing for the Committee on Infractions is June 6th and 7th now. Mm-hmm. In a 24-hour span... You had Santa Ono leave, your football coach gets another suspension, and the COI gets announced as June 6th and 7th. I have no idea. I've said this from the beginning. I have no idea what the NCAA will do. I'm not going to live in a world of should. Should is Michigan should be strapped to an atom bomb and detonated in the middle of the Pacific.
But I think
it's not happening.
But I think you missed an important part.
Tell me.
Self-imposed 2-game suspension, and we're going to pick the 2 games.
Yeah. I know Spartan fans want me to get angry about that. No, I can't. I actually laugh.
And that's what it's not an anger thing. It's that is so ballsy.
It's Michigan.
That is Abdul Carter saying, can I have 56?
And then he goes, how about 11? Phil Sims. I mean, but look, all I can tell you is this is only a piece of the bigger picture, the six level ones. So if the NCAA gives Sherrone as a repeat offender a show cause, you could be suspended for no games, but you can't coach in college. So I just don't know what to tell you. To me, it's too little too late. I don't think the NCAA is going to look at this and be like, oh, okay, Michigan took their medicine. That's like a kid breaking curfew, coming home, and mom and dad say, you're grounded, you can't have the car tomorrow night. And the kid goes, yeah, but tomorrow night's New Year's Eve. How about January 7th? I got an open calendar.
And it's raining.
Yes,
it'd be snowing.
So the NCAA doesn't have to accept this. We're so far, because here's the thing. I want to just, Rico, tell me if I'm wrong on this. Because this is the one thing I feel like many, not all, I don't want to paint all Michigan fans badly. They do a good enough job themselves. But the things that are established in all of this, right, that the NCAA has established, or what they consider, what, aggravating factors? I mean, for one, the university knew. They had enough direct knowledge. They could have put a stop to it, but they didn't self-report when it really matters.
Right?
Okay, that's one. Two, was anyone in the football program cooperative? No. Remember when they came to campus and got
they
ghosted?
They all left.
Remember all the written requests they didn't respond to? Then you had one coach, who's since been fired, it's hard to keep up, basically tell players and others, don't talk. It's just all of it. Okay, so then you have the written request thing. Bottom line, your AD has defied this from the start. Your school has. And when you look at it, Rico, ultimately, this is a nothing burger to me. This is something that Michigan is trying to do so they can play the victim on the back end and say, well, the NCAA is a bunch of meanies. And I have no idea the scope. I don't get into the should. From the beginning of this, I said it'll never be what I want. So I'm rolling with it.
Right.
But no, I do think the NCAA is going to hit them. And I don't think self-imposing on May 5th, after you had over a year to do this, I don't think it carries weight.
When the text messages first came out, you could have said, you know what, inappropriate. I'm going to go ahead and suspend myself for two games. And I think you're right. At that point, NCAA would have said, all right, we finally got some adults here. We got some people who are taking accountability. But instead, we heard it was no big deal. Some birthday text messages, and I delete all of my stuff. And
the problem I have with all that, though, is have the Michigan media been right about anything?
No.
Anything at all. Like, if we're Sparty Radio, fine. I don't get paid by that institution, and I'm not interested in having friends at either. Have they been right about anything?
The only time they're right is when they say nothing.
Okay.
Because at least they can say, oh, well, we didn't lie. Well, you didn't say anything.
Here's another problem. When Michigan put out their... You know, like when they put out their statement, they admitted they cheated, basically. They said it. Mm-hmm. They admitted what they. So, guys, I'm just not going to overreact to it today. There's no screaming and yelling for me. I'm also not going to sit here and tell you, well, that'll do. It's not even in the realm of the bigger picture of all of this. If Michigan self-imposed two games for a grade two, how do you answer to the program at large being up on six level ones? There's a very good chance. I can't say it factually. I'm just saying there's a chance. Sherrone's done.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I hate to tell you that, but like, I don't think that's beyond the pale when a guy's a repeat offender. He's already been suspended twice, once for the recruiting scandal. Keep up with me. You need kind of scandal monopoly right here. So he was once with the recruiting, once with the text messages. That's before we even get to what happens to the program at large. You've got guys who went to the NFL that are given years, plural, show causes that effectively ends their soft landing. No, I don't think the two games is going to play. And if it does, then it just, again, I think the sport's a joke anyways. But go ahead, because I know you want to take it a different direction.
No, no, Mike, here's the thing. I think they're trying to do this to be preemptive and say, okay, we're willing to take our punishment knowing that they're getting ready to meet in June, the 6th and 7th. So what if we just give you all of this now? Would you please just let this go away? And I will say this, if the NCAA allows Michigan to essentially get away with this with a slap on the wrist, what it's going to do is something that I think is going to be worse than the transfer portal, worse than NIL. Because now what you have said is just cheat. And not just cheat, blatantly cheat. Out in the open. Do whatever you want. Set aside about $4 million to pay a fine and just do whatever. Literally, you could, you know what? Kid runs for a touchdown for another team. You could have an agent saying, hey, now keep running all the way to East Lansing or keep running all the way to Columbus. We'll pay you this. Wow, did you see that sign? Yeah, because it doesn't matter. You can outright cheat. If the NCAA does not really do something with this, it's going to set the new table of, well, anything goes. You could do whatever because they did whatever. I mean, as far as, you know, recruiting and all of the different stuff and all the smoke that is just burning in Ann Arbor, but you keep telling me there's no fire, but yet and still smoke everywhere. President leaving after having a contract to 2033. Yeah, I think it's about time for me to go. After 3 years? Yeah. You know what? Go Gators. Something's going on there. Something is wrong there. And to do this whole two game right before, and then it's, you still aren't even sincere with this because it's the audacity. I'm going to pick the two games.
He's a runaway train. I'll be back at 4. I'm just letting him roll. I'm not getting in the way of this. The guy picked a 10-1 shot in the Derby. He's feeling himself. He's bricked up. No, I mean, the Ono thing, look, I understand the what's being put out there as well. It's political and how he handled Gaza. And it's like, or hear me out. The guy just got a massive raise in October. And you're right. Contractor 2032 might be the billion-dollar lawsuit you're staring down because your former offensive coordinator was hacking the database and medical records and photos and the rest, with your football program being embroiled in a multitude of scandals. And no one in their right mind wants that Florida job. You can Google why. Like, I'm not doing your homework for you.
He is the only person.
Correct.
Like, it literally just has to be rubber
stamped. Because no one wants it. No one would leave. There's me saying something nice. No one would leave U of M for Florida of their right mind. Unless they had some wild custody battle and their wife and kid moved to Florida. Nobody would take that job. I mean, Michigan's endowment is $20 billion. Florida's is $3 billion. And how you get to run Florida versus how you get to run Michigan, different. The point I'm making is, I won't overreact to this. I know where you're headed with it. I have no faith in the NCAA, but I just feel like, yeah, anyone who wants to tell me Sharon with the two games and that takes care, you're not paying attention. You're not living in reality. And just because you self-impose it, the NCAA doesn't have to listen to it. Yeah. It begs the biggest question, which is why did Michigan not lay on the sword last year knowing they were going to suck and just be done with it? And here's the other thing. You brought up the suspended for game 3 and 4. You're making a 2-week story a 4-week story. It just, none of that adds up to me. Mm-mm. You've admitted you cheated, so you can take the medicine or not. You can't be half pregnant.
Oh, well, no, it's so that Sharon could go up against his alma mater in Oklahoma.
Who effing cares?
I'm with you. Or it's your freshman quarterback's first road game, and you probably want to be there for that.
248-539-9797. God, you do what you want with it, guys. There's no yelling and screaming, and you know my faith quotient in the NCAA or the sport is null. It's just it. But I'm also not going to come on the air and lie to you. Like, come on. So what do you think happens? Do you wish Michigan would lay on the sword? What?
Why not just go week 10 and 12 and just skip the Purdue and Northwestern?
Yeah, again, it's not going to hold
water. With the week in between to really think about it.
Rico, it won't hold water. If anything, doesn't that just inflame the NCAA more?
It does. But the sad reality is I think they thought they were doing themselves a service. And, hey, we'll take care of this.
It's like, you know, the service could have been, you could have just thrown Sharon out with the bathwater last year and maybe shown real sacrifice, and this would be done, I think. But you didn't want to negotiate, so don't play like you do now. Also, too, at some point, your own school admitted they cheated. You kind of got to put the sword away and just go, all right, what are we doing? We'll see. June 6th and 7th will be interesting, I guess. Go ahead, Rico. We'll knock a few calls. We're certainly not doing this all day, but we wanted to at least just kind of give you the thoughts, and away we go.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.